Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're embarking on a pretty delicious journey, I think. We're looking into a real pantry powerhouse for BBQ soy sauce.
Yeah, that humble bottle.
Exactly. We've gathered some really great sources on best soy sauces for BBQ marinades. Our goal is, you know, to pull out the most important bits of knowledge, the key insights, really, to help you master this ingredient.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And our mission for you, the listener, isn't just figuring out which soy sauce to grab. It's about understanding why they work their magic.
Right.
How they actually change flavors, you know, fundamentally. And ultimately, how you can use them to take your grilling game from, like, pretty good to, well, unforgettable.
Okay.
Get ready for some flavor secrets, seriously.
Okay, let's unpack this then. We're talking about moving your BBQ from... maybe predictable too.
Yeah.
Profoundly delicious. All thanks to this one kind of unassuming bottle.
It's amazing what it can do.
Okay, let's kick things off with the big players. You know, the iconic brands you've definitely seen on the shelves. Let's really dive into what makes them sort of foundational for flavor.
Yeah, and what's fascinating, I think, is how these main brands, even though they're everywhere, they each offer something distinct. It's not just brand loyalty.
No.
It's about understanding their specific strengths for your BBQ.
And when you say household names, I mean, Kickoman has to be near the top, right?
Yeah.
It's a go-to for so many marinades. But it's more than just being available, isn't it? It seems to really balance flavor and versatility. Yeah. What's the secret there?
Well, a lot of it comes down to its traditional brewing process.
Mm-hmm.
Kickoman uses this natural double fermentation,
okay,
which can take several months. And that's not just, you know, a marketing line. It's actually critical.
Right.
They use specific molds, yeasts, stuff that breaks down the soybeans and wheat. Mm-hmm. And that creates hundreds of these really nuanced flavor compounds.
Hundreds. Wow.
Yeah. And the result is this balanced acidity, which interestingly acts as a pretty good tenderizer for tougher cuts, you know, like brisket or pork shoulder.
Okay.
Without making it mushy. So your meat stays tender and keeps its structure, which is perfect for the grill.
That makes sense.
Plus, that whole process really captures the essence of umami.
Umami. Okay. We hear that word all the time with soy sauce. For someone listening who just thinks it's like a fancy word for savory, can you break down what umami really is and why it matters so much for BBQ?
Absolutely. So umami, it's often called the fifth basic taste, you know?
Yeah.
Alongside sweet, sour, salty, bitter.
Right.
Think of it as this deep, savory, almost meaty sensation. It makes things taste more, well, more ish. It broadens flavors, rounds them out, makes a dish feel really complete and satisfying.
Okay, more ish. I like that.
Exactly. And soy sauce is packed with glutamates. They're key for triggering that umami taste. So in BBQ, umami basically cranks up the volume on the natural flavors of the meat, the smoke.
Oh.
It just makes everything richer, more craveable.
That makes total sense. Now, for a lot of people listening, dietary needs are, you know, a big deal. Which brings us to a brand that's really changed the game for people with sensitivities. So
yeah.
Sanjay.
Oh, yeah, Sanjay. They've really carved out a niche with their gluten-free options, mainly tamari. And the key thing is they genuinely don't compromise on flavor.
That's the worry, isn't it? That gluten-free means less taste.
Right, but here's the interesting insight. They're gluten-free tamari. It's usually made with 100% soybeans or maybe just a tiny bit of wheat. And this often gives it a slightly richer, sometimes less salty taste compared to regular soy sauce.
Oh, interesting. Richer.
Yeah. Which can be a huge plus for BBQ glazes, actually. That unique sweetness helps it caramelize really well on grilled chicken or ribs. You get this beautiful crust, deeper color, maybe even better than some traditional soy sauces could achieve in the same way. It's a lifesaver for, you know, inclusive BBQ.
Definitely good to know. Then there's Lee Kum Kee. I always think of that one as bringing a real, like, Asian flavor architecture to your BBQ.
That's a good way to put it. It definitely clicks with anyone who loves those rich Asian flavors. It's known for being deeper, more savory, often a bit sweeter too.
Mm.
And unlike some of the lighter Japanese soy sauces, Lee Kum Kee often has a thicker consistency, a darker color, which is fantastic for getting that appealing, you know, lacquered look on your grilled meats.
Oh yeah, that glossy finish.
Exactly. So if you use it in a marinade for ribs, say, it doesn't just add flavor, it helps build that glossy, caramelized crust that just shouts delicious.
Mm.
Super versatile, too. Great in marinades, dips, or even just brushed on as a finishing glaze for grilled chicken.
And for that really deep, profound umami hit that just makes the meat taste meatier. You mentioned Yamasa.
Yamasa, yeah, hailing from Japan. It's really revered for its deep, complex flavors, intense umami. It comes from a very traditional brewing process.
Oh, yeah.
What sets it apart, I think, is its pure, almost clean umami profile.
Oh.
It enhances the natural flavors of whatever you're grilling rather than sort of masking them or overpowering them.
So it boosts the meat itself.
Exactly. Like if you marinate a flank steak in Yamasa, the savory notes just get right in there and elevate the meat's natural beefiness. It's kind of like a secret weapon for grill masters, honestly.
Ooh, yeah.
Especially if you're making those rich, robust marinades for pork or beef that need to really sing. It adds this nuanced depth that makes your dishes really stand out, unforgettable.
Okay, so beyond the specific brands, soy sauce itself comes in different varieties. And getting a handle on their nuances seems really key to dialing in your BBQ flavors, getting specific results.
Yeah, this brings up a really crucial point. How do the different types, you know, light, dark, tamari, how do they serve different purposes in BBQ? Because choosing the right one can honestly make or break your dish.
Let's start with light soy sauce then. You called it an underestimated gem. Its main thing is being less salty than the dark ones, right?
Mm.
Which kind of feels backwards for a condiment, but you're saying it's an advantage.
That's precisely why it's so valuable. Because it's got lower sodium, it lets other flavors like your garlic, ginger, citrus really step forward. Your dish doesn't just become a salt bomb. It's perfect for lighter meats like chicken or fish, where you want that delicate balance. The soy sauce supports, it doesn't dominate.
Right.
Plus, its lighter color means it won't, you know, drastically change how your white meats look. So it's great for those vibrant, refreshing marinades. Pairs beautifully with sweetness or citrus, too.
Okay, makes sense. Then we flip to dark soy sauce. That's the rich flavor booster. It's noticeably thicker, right?
Mm.
And much richer in color, almost black sometimes.
Yeah, this is where it gets really interesting for like slow-cooked BBQ, dark soy sauce. It's often fermented longer. Sometimes it includes molasses or caramel coloring, giving it that deep, almost syrupy texture and that intense color.
Right, the color is key.
Totally. It's fantastic for creating that deep caramelized look on briskets, ribs, pork shoulder, especially during those long cooks. The sugars in it, plus that longer fermentation, they contribute these smoky, robust umami notes that just deepen as the meat slowly tenderizes.
Mm, perfect for sticky glazes then.
Exactly. Mix it with brown sugar, minced garlic. You get this incredible, rich, sweet, savory thing going on, especially good for pork.
Okay. And let's revisit tamari. We mentioned it with Sanjay, but it stands alone too, right?
The
flavorful, gluten-free alternative, but maybe good even if you don't need it to be gluten-free.
Right, exactly.
Yep.
Its main feature is being made with little or no wheat, so it's genuinely gluten-free. But beyond that, tamari generally has this richer, smoother, maybe less sharp or acerbic flavor than some regular soy sauce.
Smoother, okay.
Yeah, a very clean umami, which means it enhances BBQ marinades beautifully without adding any kind of harshness.
Yeah.
If you mix it with, say, sesame oil and honey, you get this wonderfully balanced marinade that caramelizes brilliantly.
Nice.
So yeah, it's not just for people with dietary needs. A lot of chefs actually prefer tamari just for its nuanced taste and how well it performs, especially in glazes.
Okay, so now we know what to use. But the real magic, where it gets really interesting for your grilling success, is how we use them. What are some of those key techniques?
Well, what this really brings home is that optimizing how you use soy sauce in your marinades, in your glazes, it can totally transform the final taste, the texture, even how your BBQ looks.
Mm-hmm.
It's about really leveraging its unique qualities.
Exactly. Like, think of soy sauce as your flavor canvas. You can really paint a masterpiece by mixing it up. For instance, pairing it with honey. You get that sweet, sticky glaze on chicken skewers.
Oh, yeah.
That sweetness just harmonizes perfectly with the salty notes, creates this incredible balance.
And don't forget the power of garlic. Mixing minced garlic with soy sauce, it's not just adding flavor.
Mm.
The allicin compounds in the garlic, they combine with the soy sauce to create this really powerful flavor infusion that gets deep into the meat, especially good for beef.
Mm, I can smell it already.
Right. And citrus, limes, oranges, fantastic additions. Their acidity does two things, brightens the whole flavor, cuts through richness.
Yeah.
And the enzymes in the citrus can also help tenderize a bit. So like soy sauce with lime juice and maybe some chili flakes. That's a killer zesty marinade for shrimp skewers or grilled veggies.
Okay, good tip. Now, beyond the mixing, marinating times are crucial, right? For getting that flavor infused perfectly.
Yeah.
And it's not just longer is better. Always.
Well, the general rule is simple. Longer marinating usually means deeper flavor. But yeah, there are important catches.
Okay.
For lighter stuff like chicken or fish, aim for at least maybe 30 minutes to an hour. That lets the soy sauce get in there, tenderize a bit.
Right.
For denser meats, your beef brisket, pork shoulder, you're looking at several hours, maybe even overnight. That extra time lets the complex amino acids in the soy sauce break down some meat fibers, gives you that incredibly tender pull you want in slow-cooked BBQ.
Ah, okay. The science bit.
Kind of. But here's the crucial caution. Avoid over-marinating with acidic things like vinegar or lots of citrus.
What is that?
Because that can actually denature the proteins too much. You end up with mushy meat. Not good.
Ah, okay. Good warning. Finally, let's talk glazing. Using soy sauce as a glaze seems like a great way to get that flavorful, glossy finish. It's all about timing, though.
Absolutely. It elevates the dish, creates that irresistible, shiny, lacquered look, and adds a real punch of flavor right at the end.
So when do you apply it?
Towards the end of grilling, like the final 5 to 10 minutes. That lets the sugars in the glaze caramelize properly. You know, the Maillard reaction kicks in, creating that rich, sticky texture without just burning.
Right, don't want burnt sugar?
Definitely not. And think about combinations. Soy sauce with brown sugar, maybe some minced ginger, even a splash of bourbon.
Ooh, bourbon.
Yeah, really effective for chicken wings. Transforms them into that truly mouth-watering, messy, finger-lipping, good experience.
Okay, now you might think soy sauce is purely for Asian-style flavors, but you're saying it actually integrates really well into classic American BBQ styles. Mm-hmm. That's surprising.
It is, isn't it? And it raises this fascinating question about, like, culinary fusion. How can a traditional Asian ingredient like soy sauce not just fit in, but actually enhance the distinct flavors of those iconic American BBQ regions?
All right, let's break it down. Kansas City BBQ first. Known for being sweet and tangy, usually tomato-based sauces, where does soy sauce fit there?
Okay, so in KC style, soy sauce adds this unexpected layer of depth. It's umami, that savory quality, and the slight saltiness. It can actually deepen the savory notes in the tomato base, makes the sweet and sour profile more complex.
So it's not just adding saltiness?
No, not at all. Imagine pork ribs with that classic KC sauce, but with a hidden splash of soy sauce, maybe some brown sugar, smoked paprika. The soy helps the other flavors pop, makes the sweet and tangy bits feel more robust, more rounded, less flatly sweet.
Interesting. Okay, what about Texas BBQ? That's all about bold, smoky, pretty straightforward flavors. Soy sauce seems really out of place there.
You'd think so, but actually it's a brilliant amplifier. Texas BBQ is all about that rich, beefy flavor and that deep smokiness, right?
Right, brisket.
Exactly. Soy sauce, with those glutamates we talked about, can intensely enhance how you perceive that smokiness on your palate. It almost boosts the smoke ring flavor without you needing to add more wood.
Whoa, really?
Yeah. Use it in a rub or maybe a quick marinade for brisket, along with your usual cumin chili powder. It binds with the beef proteins, gives you a deeper, more profound beefy flavor that really stands up to strong smoke. It just makes the natural beef taste sing.
Okay, I'm sold on trying that. Carolina BBQ, then famous for those sharp vinegar-based sauces. How does soy sauce possibly work there?
This one's definitely a balancing act. A little goes a long way here.
Right.
Carolina sauces are all about that tangy, acidic kick. Soy sauce introduces this intriguing layer of complexity. It provides a savory counterpoint to that sharp tartness.
So it mellows the vinegar a bit.
Kind of, yeah. For pulled pork, imagine adding just a touch of soy sauce to your usual apple cider vinegar and hot sauce mix. It can soften the vinegar's edge just slightly, while bringing in the savory depth that makes the pork feel more balanced, less one-note tangy, creates a richer, more nuanced bite.
Fascinating. And Memphis BBQ, where dry rubs are the star. How does soy sauce play with those rich spice blends?
Two ways, really. First, Memphis rubs are all about layers of spices. A tiny bit of soy sauce, maybe mixed with a little water and brushed on before the dry rub.
Like a binder.
Exactly. It gives a sticky base, helps the spices adhere better, but more importantly, its umami notes integrate into the rub itself. Adds this foundational savory depth that enhances the paprika, the garlic, the brown sugar.
Okay.
For ribs, you might do that pre-glaze. Then your rub creates this explosion of flavor, helps form a really nice bark. And the second way, you could brush on a very light soy glaze right after grilling for extra gloss and intensified flavor.
Cool. Okay, last one, Alabama BBQ, that totally unique mayonnaise-based white sauce. How on earth does soy sauce transform that?
This might be the most surprising one. Alabama white sauce is tangy, creamy, often peppery.
Right, very distinct.
If you blend just a small amount of soy sauce into it,
yeah,
it introduces the savory umami twist that complements the rich mayo texture beautifully. It also kind of cuts through some of the fattiness.
Huh. Never would have thought of that.
Yeah, right. For grilled chicken or pork, the umami from the soy just harmonizes with the tanginess, adds this unexpected layer of depth that makes the white sauce even more addictive. It's super innovative, really shows that culinary creativity.
Wow. Okay, so while we're deep in flavor maximization, we also need to be mindful, right, about the health aspects of using soy sauce.
Absolutely. Knowledge is most valuable when you can actually, you know, understand and apply it. And when we're talking health, thinking about sodium, gluten-free options, allergen awareness, that's crucial for making BBQ that's truly inclusive and, well, healthy-ish.
Yeah, biggest flag usually is the sodium, right? Traditional soy sauce can be really high, like over 900 milligrams in just a tablespoon. That's a lot.
It is a valid concern, and that's why grabbing the low-sodium options is a great move. They usually have around 40% less sodium.
Okay.
But it's not just about swapping bottles. You can balance the flavor and rely less on salt overall by bringing in other umami-rich ingredients. Think minced garlic, grated ginger, citrus zest, even mushrooms, or a bit of nutritional yeast.
Boost flavor other ways.
Exactly. They add that depth without piling on the sodium. Lets you create incredibly delicious and more health-conscious BBQ.
And for people with gluten sensitivities or celiac disease, finding gluten-free soy sauce isn't just nice, it's essential.
Totally essential. Huh. And the good news is the market's great now. You've got tamari, which we talked about, made with little or no wheat.
Right.
But beyond tamari, some brands are even making soy sauces from other grains, like rice. These options mean everyone gets to enjoy that rich, savory soy sauce flavor without worry. Makes your BBQ gatherings truly inclusive, accessible to everyone.
That's great. We also need to touch on allergen awareness. Soy allergies are pretty common, and traditional soy sauce can be a hidden source, especially cooking for a crowd.
This is so critical if you're cooking for guests. If someone has a soy allergy, you need alternatives. Coconut aminos are a popular one.
Coconut aminos.
Yeah, made from fermented coconut sap. Gives a remarkably similar umami flavor, but without the soy allergens. Or you can just get creative. Experiment with different vinegars, more herbs, interesting spice blends. Being mindful of allergens doesn't just keep guests safe. It actually pushes you to explore new flavor profiles, inspires creativity.
Good point. Okay, now for the really fun part, putting all this knowledge into action. Let's get down to some practical, mouth-watering marinade ideas you can try, like tonight.
Yes, because there's always more to learn, right? Experimenting with these basic ideas will open up endless possibilities for your own grilling adventures, lets you craft your own signature flavors.
Okay, for an easy, delicious, all-purpose soy marinade, how about equal parts soy sauce and brown sugar, then add plenty of minced garlic and a dash of black pepper.
That's a fantastic starting point, a real workhorse, and you can easily enhance it, like add a splash of sesame oil for that nutty aromatic depth, just elevates everything.
Sesame oil.
Or for brightness, throw in some fresh herbs, chopped cilantro, green onions, that blend works beautifully for chicken or pork, guarantees every bite is flavorful.
Nice. Okay, what if you want something more explicitly Asian inspired?
For that, use soy sauce as your base, definitely. Then mix in grated ginger fresh is best sesame oil and lots of chopped green onions.
Classic combo.
Totally. It gives you this wonderfully fragrant, flavorful marinade. Super versatile, too perfect for chicken, beef, even tofu skewers.
Tofu, good call.
Yeah. And you can easily tweak it, want more heat, add some chili paste or sriracha, need more sweetness, a bit more honey or brown sugar. Serve it with steamed rice, grilled veggies. You've got a great meal.
Sounds delicious. And if you like things spicy, if you want to ignite your BBQ, a spicy soy marinade.
Oh, yeah. Start with your favorite soy sauce, then really lean into the heat. Chili flakes are easy, or use your favorite hot sauce. The trick here, I think, is pairing it with something sweet, like honey or brown sugar.
Yeah.
That sweet, spicy contrast is just addictive.
Sweet heat.
Exactly. This kind of marinade is particularly awesome for grilled shrimp or chicken wings. And don't be afraid to experiment. Throw in some fresh sliced jalapenos, maybe even habaneros if you're brave.
Whoa, okay.
You'll make some exciting discoveries, maybe some delicious surprises every time you grill.
It really is incredible how much there is to explore with just one ingredient like soy sauce. We've gone pretty deep today. From those iconic brands like Kikkoman, Sanjay, to the crucial differences between light and dark varieties, even figuring out how to weave it into classic American BBQ styles. It's really clear. This isn't just some simple condiment.
No way.
It's a true game changer for your grill.
And what this really highlights, I think, is that even the most familiar ingredients, the ones we think we know, they hold these unexplored depths, this complex culinary potential.
Yeah.
The possibilities for flavor combinations, for innovation with soy sauce, they're honestly endless, whether you're focusing on health conscious options or just chasing that next like aha moment in taste.
So what does this all mean for your next cookout? Well, maybe don't just reach for the same old bottle out of habit. What if the secret to your best BBQ yet is just taking a moment to explore a different type of soy sauce or being a bit more intentional about how you mix it into your marinades and glazes?
Yeah, we challenge you to consider, how are you going to experiment with soy sauce? Mm-hmm. How will you craft your own signature BBQ dish, really push the boundaries of what you thought was possible with this single humble ingredient?
Until next time, happy grilling and keep exploring.